It's time to get the inside story on your Phoenix Suns. On Sports 620 KTAR, this is Talk to the Suns with Tim Kempton on Doug and Wolf.
Gives it to Stoudemire. He goes in for a jam. What a play.
Boy, they needed that, Tim.
Wow, they did. There was a little lob in the middle of the lane. Amari goes up and gets the block.
Talk to the Suns is brought to you by Southwest Airlines. Remember, on Southwest Airlines, bags fly free. Go to southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on. Sports 620 KTAR.
827 with Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. Wolf didn't take any time off when Vetter James was born, stuck it out through the Super Bowl, and was here on Monday. He's taking the rest of the week off. Tim Kempton filling in for Wolf, and as a co-host, he's now the guest on Talk to the Suns with Tim Kempton. We were thinking about having Tim call in to join us, but no, we'll just have you do it live. And first of all, we have to see. We'll ask you your own humble opinion about yourself. Are you starting to feel it? We said at 8:10 it was all going to be downhill for you. And are you able to come through, or do you feel like, you know, this was a dumb decision for you to get here as early as 5:30? See, it's obviously had you struggle turning your mic on.
No, I caught my second wind. I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah, get fired up. This is not word of the day, but I'm going to use the word jealousy or jealous, and I'm not going to say it as a negative. I think it's fair, and I know I feel it, and I don't know how many of you feel it, but we look at people like at Amari Stoudemire, and again, this is one of the rare times we're not bashing Amari because he did his job last night. When Alvin Gentry is saying about a lot of the negatives, sure, there were some defensive lapses, but he's not really going after Amari. But when we see players like that, we say we know what we would do with that talent. Now, the truth be told, we grew up as untalented people,
yes.
So we don't know the concerns and issues that they have. When you're always able to just draw on your talent out of nowhere, it's easy to become lazy.
It's not lazy. It's just that you're so supremely talented that you've always been able to call on your talent to get it done. You know, Amari Stoudemire, Orlando, Florida, a kid gets by him three steps. Amari catches up to him, blocks it, and goes down and dunks on the little dude. So it's not a factor of being lazy. It's that burden of so much talent. Mm-hmm. And because he's so talented, you know, first 25 years of his life, well, he hasn't had to work that hard at it because he was so supremely talented. Now, did he work at it? Hey, you better believe he worked at it, but not as hard as you and I maybe would like him to work at it. But he's been darn successful at it. He's been, you know, rookie of the year straight out of high school. He's a starter on the All-Star team. Well, that's pretty darn good.
Right, right, right.
Pretty darn good.
I accept that part of it. What drives me crazy is we could argue who should be in the starting lineups, but it's fair to look at the numbers alone and say, look at what Nash and Amari have done,
yep,
numbers-wise, and you can make a very strong case they should be starters.
Yep.
Having said that, there's one franchise in the NBA that has two starters in the NBA All-Star game. And yet you're fighting to make the playoffs? You're a game up on the 8 seed right now?
Well, let's talk about the All-Star game. You got Allen Iverson playing in it. You had Tracy McGrady in the running for a starting position. It's an exhibition. It's not the fans have too much control over it. If you're going to look at the guys that the coaches voted on, and that would be a better understanding of what's going on in the league and who's playing well. The first five guys, for the most part, they're pretty darn good, but it's an exhibition. Take it for what it's worth. Fan voting, organizations sitting there and stuffing the ballots with the computer these days. It's an exhibition. Take it for what it's worth.
Let's compare Kobe to Nash in a way that nobody else has tried to, because they're two completely different players.
That they are.
But in the role of leadership, And not in what do they do for the other players, but I'm looking at what happened last night. I'm going to make a weird argument that Kobe Bryant helped the Lakers win last night. Okay, they won 96-81 over Utah. Lakers are playing amazing. Kobe Bryant played 0 minutes in that game. Pau Gasol went for 22 points, 19 boards, 5 blocks, 4 assists. And it wasn't like he was just chucking up shots everywhere, 17 to 24 from the field. The guy was amazing last night. That's not happening in Memphis.
He's not doing that in Memphis. And yes, it's a little bit of the triangle. It's a little bit of Phil Jackson. But there's something about him realizing, I'm the leader now on the field, on the court. I need to do something here. And Amari, to me, at what point does Amari – I'm actually sitting here wishing Amari was like Pau Gasol. I never thought that day would come. But Gasol has been putting up huge numbers of late. So I'm wondering, what is it that Kobe is getting Gasol to do that he didn't do before, when we haven't seen that type of level of competitiveness that we're seeing from Gasol that we don't see from Amari?
Well, I think the answer is in partly what you said. You said we'd never see that in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Well, part of it is the maturity of Pau Gasol growing up and you know, not only here in being in the Lakers and being in the spotlight, but being a leader on for his national team back for Spain, that all of a sudden is one of the players in the European scene and in Olympic basketball. So I think it's the whole maturity process. Amari Stoudemire is what, 26? Is he 27 yet? Did he turn 27 this year?
I think he's turning 27.
Yeah, he's 26 years old. He's still learning the game. He's still learning how to become more of a leader. Will he ever be a great leader? I don't think so, because you know, even when he goes on, you know, say for example, last night he just got his jersey. Mm-hmm. He goes and plays for the USA. Who are the guys around him?
Yeah.
LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, even the guards. You look at the guards that'll be on that team. Darren Williams, Paul.
I think
Amari is never going to be put in that situation where he is called upon to be a leader for a team.
But I think, and I've talked to Jerry Colangelo about this.
Yes.
Look at the difference in Carmelo Anthony from being on the Olympic team till now. When he was put on that Olympic team and he realized, wow, this is real work. This is what Kobe does. This is what these guys do that are really the elites. And Carmelo moved into that category. I'm really disappointed that Amari didn't play on the last Olympic team.
Last Olympic. Well, again, that was a little bit of an injury problem, and we may see that.
This may be a perfect
time for Amari at 26, 27 years old to be a part of that, and not only be a part of, you know, those players you mentioned,
right,
but how about Jerry Colangelo? How about Mike Krzyzewski and that whole structure that Jerry Colangelo brings to the table and the responsibility that he demands from these players? And this may be the first time that someone sits Amari down and says, hey, this is what I need from you. This is what I expect of you. So it may be a great, great learning curve for Amari to play on that team or just be around that team for as long as possible.
I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but I 100% agree with you.
Jerry Colangelo is pretty unique individual.
Absolutely.
In the things that he's accomplished, not only here in the Valley, but you know, the way the guys respect him and look up to Mr. Colangelo in regard to getting that USA basketball team back to the top of the heap, what he asked of them, and the response. You know, there wasn't hesitation.
Right.
When Mr. Colangelo went and sat down with these guys, hey, this is what I need. I need a commitment. And those guys responded with, yes.
You know, it's funny, you just said it, and one time we had Jerry on the show, and Dan was sitting there, back when Dan, you know, was available for stuff, and it was amazing that Dan kept saying Mr. C, and I went right up to Jerry, you know, a little bit after that, and I said, do you mind if I call you Jerry? And he said, no, of course not. And it was funny, though, to me, because all of the guys that he has brought up in a basketball sense, almost all of them, I mean, they'll say Jerry every now and then,
yeah,
but most of them say Mr. C. And it goes to your point of the respect that he brings to the table.
Well, it's not only the respect that he brings to the table, but it's the respect in which he deals with you as an individual, you know, while you were there, you know, in whatever facet it happened to be. If you were a player, if you were an employee, and it was the respect that he showed you in, you know, when he hired you. You know, he hired you to do a job. He let you do that job. You know, he gave you guidance. He helped you out if you needed it. But it was the respect that he gave to you as a person that he's so well respected for by the former players, former employees, people that have been around him.
Suns analyst Tim Kempton filling in for Wolf today, and of course a guest on his own beautiful part of the program. And don't forget, Wolf will be back on Monday, and that's when news Newsmakers Week happens, and Jerry Colangelo, one of the newsmakers. He'll be on Wednesday in the middle of the show to and actually be here to answer your questions about USA Basketball, the Suns, and what it's like to build the sports of a city. Saturday, get up close and personal with your favorite D-backs players at the 6th Annual Subway D-backs Fan Fest. Wolf and I will be out there at 10 o'clock. That's when the gates open, but you can find out how to get there early if you go to the events page at sports.ktar.com. Tim Kempton's going to take a bigger beatdown than what Alvin Gentry gave the Suns last night. Plus, Pulse Call is going to play the famous game, Where's Wolf? Next on Sports 620 KTAR.
You've been listening to Talk to the Suns with Tim Kempton on Doug and Wolf. Talk to the Suns was brought to you by Southwest Airlines. Remember, on Southwest Airlines, bags fly free. Go to southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on. This is your exclusive home for Phoenix Suns basketball. Sports 620 KTAR. It's all here.